Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We are scheduled to be joined shortly by Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote as the Preds prepare to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight on the second game of a two-game road trip. They'll be back coming up on Saturday for another afternoon matchup against the St. Louis Blues. So a little bit of a stretch of afternoon hockey on Saturdays lately for the Predators, which I love. I'm a big fan of afternoon hockey.
Yeah, I like afternoon hockey too. I feel like the Preds don't like it that much in terms of performance. I mean, in the last
couple
of years,
go well this past Saturday for sure. And now that I'm thinking about it, it did not go well the Saturday prior to
that. Like I feel like it hasn't been great for them.
Now they did absolutely destroy the Florida Panthers in an afternoon game a month ago. So there's
okay.
That.
That's not all bad.
Mixed results. Yeah. Except it does feel like a lot of those have gone poorly lately.
Yeah.
Maybe the Predators like
maybe Nick Kieser can add all those up.
Maybe so. We need the reporter to get in there and add all those up. Maybe the real secret to the home ice advantage part of it could be the nighttime at Bridgestone too. Just night adds a different element to it.
Yeah. Little people done a little more pre gaming.
Well, there is that could take place as well. 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
Good.
Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Dan, we were talking about just the win, the emotion in the win the other night against Boston. Obviously, we all know and we've discussed what happened in this city, just a horrible situation, but you know, sports can sometimes be uplifting and can be a distraction when you've got real-life terrible things going on in your city. And I think your team certainly accomplished that the other day with what they were able to do with the Boston Bruins. What was it like being a part of that game and being a part of that locker room after the win in Boston?
Well, it was very emotional, obviously, with what happened and the boys kind of using a rallying cry to help, you know, bring the city a little bit of a rest, you know, from the drama and everything like that. And you know, like you said, if you can provide that distraction and in a time like that, then the boys are obviously glad to do it. And so they pulled together, and it was a great emotional win for everybody.
How many times have you had a 17-year-old read the lineup there, Dan, before the game?
Well, and that's the other thing too, right? Everything kind of just worked out how it was supposed to, with McDonough meeting Caleb on the flight, and then, you know, Caleb getting a chance to read the lineup card, and then, you know, now we have to fly him from city to city just for luck. But it was great, and you know, like I said, it just kind of worked out how it was supposed to work out. So that's a fun part about sports.
So, Dan, setting up a really big one tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins, what do you make? Obviously, we were talking to David Poile the other day. The injuries that you guys have sustained has been borderline absurd lately, but the young guys have stepped in and they've hung in there. What do you make of the way that your young players in particular have embraced the situation that they're in and have allowed you guys to remain in this thing in the playoff race?
Yeah, you know what? It's been great, and it's a testament to our scouting staff and you know, to our minor league system to have these players at our disposal and have them ready when it is time for them to come join us. So, you know, so kudos to those two departments, but also, you know, these kids are hungry. They're coming in, they got all kinds of energy. A lot of them have, you know, decent puck skills and good speed. And, you know, if you can get guys believing, which, you know, Coach Hines has done a great job with that. If you can get them to believe that they can compete and win in this league, you know, sometimes that can be a powerful force, especially at this time of the season.
Yeah, and obviously you guys are all chasing something right now, but you are looking at these guys individually, and I guess, you know, you're trying to develop players, you're thinking ahead of what they could be. As you look at some of these guys, Dan, how much more growth to the ceiling, let's say, you know, an Evangelista, for example, is there still to come?
Yeah, I think for all those young kids, you know, and I include Cody Glass in that statement, that with, you know, Novak and Evangelista and Sherwood and, you know, these young guys that have come up and had success, I think the ceiling for these guys is far away still. I think there's tons of room for development. you know, physically, but I think as far as the game is concerned as well, you know, we were laughing the other day because these kids, they come up and they're all hungry and they got vinegar in their bloodstream. But then, you know, the NHL will rear its ugly head with our schedule, right? It's, you know, 5-8 and 6-9 or whatever it ends up being. And you realize real quick, you cannot survive on adrenaline alone in this league. So it's great because they got, you know, they're getting to learn firsthand how you have to prepare in this league. And night in and night out, you know, you have to take care of yourself. And if you spend one night where you don't get good sleep, next thing you know, you're three games in a row where you just haven't felt good. So, you know, it's a great lesson for our young guys to kind of go through all of that.
Preds assistant coach Dan Hynote with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Dan, what have been your impressions of Igor Afanasyev and what he's brought to the table for you guys thus far?
You know, he's been really good since he's come up. You know, he's a big body. He can skate. He's got a rocket for a shot if he can get it off. But, he's kind of grasped his opportunity and has worked through it in the sense of, like, he's been physical. He's hard on the forecheck. When he can shoot it, he's been shooting. So, you know, he's taken it and ran with it a little bit, which has been great. You know, he's not getting a ton of time special teams wise, but his 5-on-5 game has been north and south, which is exactly how he needs to play.
So the huge game for you guys, obviously, tonight, Dan, but obviously also a huge game for Pittsburgh, and we know the achievement, we know the great players on that side. How do you guys approach this, you know, with this young team, this opportunity, and how much can momentum from the last game be a factor?
Yeah, well, it has to be. You know, we need to use every ounce of opportunity that we can get, and if you can use the momentum from Boston's win into tonight, first period, then perfect. You know, it's the key for us is that our young guys can't sit and watch, you know, Malkin and Crosby, and you know we recently played them, so there's a little bit of that which helps a ton. You know, but still at the same time, you got, you know, there's still Crosby and Malkin on the ice and Letang and these guys that half of our young squad has watched growing up. So, you know, you have to respect them, but you can't sit and watch them play. You have to compete against these guys and make it hard. You know, like Evangelista did his first time against, you know, I think Malkin was one of his favorite players growing up. And, you know, I think he got him pretty good physically on that one shift, which is perfect. That's what you want from these young guys, because as much as you respect them and have watched these guys growing up, you still have to compete with them and win your puck battles, et cetera. So that's going to be the key tonight, is that we start this game, you know, right from the opening drop and give everything we got until the final whistle.
Dan, we talked to David Poile the other day. Obviously, Roman Josi is on the trip. Poile said there's a chance he could play against Pittsburgh. Is there any clarity on that situation with Josi? And if you do get him back, how big of a boost would that be, not just defensively, but offensively and everything that we know that he can bring to the table with what's going on offensively right now?
Yeah, well, he provides us a ton, both offensively, defensively, emotionally. You know, he's our leader, and for good reason. And these young guys look up to him, and you know, everything he said is gold. Says is gold when he is speaking to these young guys. So it would help us a ton if and when he comes back. I don't have any clarity as to when, or if tonight, but I just know when he does come back, it's going to be a huge help in every single way.
Dan, on that SSP, what have you learned about Tyson Barrie as a player now, being able to, you know, be up close with him for a stretch here?
Well, you know what? What's impressive is his patience with the puck. You know, he's a good puck mover. His instincts offensively, you can see, are really good, when to and when not to. But I think I've been most surprised with his patience with the puck. I think I don't know that I gave him credit for that before, having seen him day in and day out now, but he's able to let plays develop a little bit longer than most guys when he has the puck, because he's got that ice in his veins, which, you know, you can't teach, you can't coach. So to me, that's what's been most impressive is his puck patience.
Predator assistant coach Dan Hynote, our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Dan, really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Good luck tonight against Pittsburgh, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Preds assistant coach Dan Hynote with us here on Robbie and Rexroad. Preds taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight on the road. Again, puck drop at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, that's a coaching phrase that is pretty common when you're dealing with a young group, is like you can't stand around and watch Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin do their things. Like there's a such thing as too much respect that sometimes those players get around the league, and I'm interested to see how the Predators handle that tonight. Now, they did make a move yesterday that's an interesting one. They signed Jake Livingstone to an entry-level contract, and he's been at Minnesota State. He put up 80 points in 111 games at Minnesota State and was one of the top college free agents out there and available. So it looks like he could join the team on Saturday. So we'll see what happens there, but maybe adding to the young mix a little bit with college free agents. College free agency world in the NHL is always fun because Predators fans get to think back of Jimmy VC. Yes. Very good stuff.
Yeah. Well, they need more young guys, you know, in the pipeline, defensemen, which is crazy to say, but
they
it's
do.
True. And also, by the way, that used to be Mankato State, which to me is a cooler sounding name, but whatever.
I would agree. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the best and worst things in sports. We'll take your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.